Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
We know the day starts early down on the farm. That's why we bring you the CJ Agribusiness Report during the 5 a.m. hour. News and features from across the Northeast, the latest information from Washington, and right here in CJ Country. So let's get started as Andrew McCray takes us to the American countryside.
This business is about a century and a half old and has been housed in the same building since before the 1900s. It remains a draw for locals and visitors alike here along Main Street in Victoria, Texas. I'll take you to that well-known location on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In 1882, Susan Darshan's great-grandfather came to Victoria, Texas, and established what is today Fazzati's Deli. Although deli is in its name, she says the food you'll find here may be different than the name implies.
Yeah, I think some people, they come and they expect, you know, to see the deli glass and everything, and so they just weren't buying it, literally. And so eventually they just stopped trying to sell the cheese and the salami.
They have some deli items, but it's not solely what they do. This establishment holds a unique distinction in the state.
We're the oldest delicatessen in Texas. I don't think we're the oldest restaurant, but we are probably in the top five of the oldest restaurants in the state of Texas.
The very building that you entered today has quite a legacy as well.
This building was built in 1895. A lot of the wood came from an old bridge that was torn down that was already 100 years old.
Many people love to get some pictures of the outside of the old building before entering to get their meal. The location remains an important one in this city.
It's right here on Main Street, and Main Street was the first street that was paved, because we're talking about a lot of horse and buggies, and then slowly cars were being introduced. And so, of course, you know, he was a proponent for those paved streets. And, of course, the first paved street was Main Street, right in front of his saloon.
Fazzati's is a popular place for locals and newcomers, right across the street from City Hall, where it has stood since 1882. Traveling the countryside in Victoria, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier. The guys and gals with the cows.
This is Agriculture Today.
I think we might be getting to the point to where people are throwing in the towel and just saying, hey, I got to rebuild the herd at some point. Let's just start doing it now. So I think if we can continue to see the U.S. cattle producer rebuilding that herd over the long term, we'll see some feed demand come back.
Cody Gerlach is Director of Strategic Sales with Barchart.
For me personally, I'm focused on rebuilding the herd because I think that's where the opportunities are going to be over the next few years.
The fact that we haven't been rebuilding the herd means our cattle numbers are down, which means more pressure on packers. But a labor dispute at one of the nation's largest beef processing facilities now continues into another week. It raises concerns about potential impacts on production and the broader cattle market. Nearly 3,800 workers at a JBS-owned Swift Beef Plant in Greeley, Colorado, remain on strike as negotiations between the company and union representatives have stalled. Strike began March 16, centers on allegations of unfair labor practices, wage concerns, and workplace conditions. Of course, the situation comes at a time when the beef sector already navigating tight cattle supplies and strong demand, which makes any disruption to processing more significant for the supply chain. Well, U.S. soybean transportation costs declined late last year, but the improvement is not translating into stronger export performance. USDA data shows lower truck and barge rates did help reduce total transportation cost for U.S. soybeans during the fourth quarter. It's easing some pressure on export competitiveness. However, rising ocean freight rates offset part of those gains, limiting the overall impact on landed cost. At the same time, Brazil seen sharply higher transportation costs, especially for trucking, yet continue to expand its dominance in global soybean trade. Brazil exported 12.8 million metric tons of soybeans to China during the fourth quarter, up significantly from the previous year. U.S. exports, however, dropped to just 1.44 million metric tons. Well, grain transportation shifting into spring mode as the Mississippi River system reopens, while rising diesel prices expected to push freight costs higher in the weeks ahead. Mid-Mississippi River reopened for navigation on the 19th, followed by the Upper Mississippi, reaching St. Paul on March 24th. It marked the final season opening point. Reopening now comes slightly later than last year, but it does restore a key export corridor after winter closures. Last year, more than 12.8 million metric tons of grain moved through a key lower Mississippi lock. It underscores the system's importance to U.S. exports. Transportation costs now becoming a growing concern. Diesel prices surging to over $5.37 per gallon, up sharply in recent weeks, which will begin flowing into railcar shipping cost through higher fuel surcharges starting in the month of May. And for long-distance routes, that could add roughly $575 per rail car to freight cost. Shippers already reacting. Rail demand expected to increase this month. It's Agriculture Today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. If you're sitting down to corned beef and cabbage tonight, you're part of a great American food tradition. But the history behind that meal might surprise you. I'll explain when we come back. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Here's a fun fact for you as you fire up your slow cooker today. Corned beef and cabbage is not really an Irish dish. It's an American one, born out of immigration, economics, and the beef industry. Back in Ireland, cattle were too valuable to slaughter for food. They pulled the plow, produced milk, and built dairy herds. Beef was a luxury, and it was mostly exported to England under British agricultural policies. Working-class Irish ate salted pork and bacon, paired with potatoes and cabbage. That was the traditional Irish meal, and in Ireland today, it still is. The Great Famine, driven by the potato blight of the 1840s, forced a mass migration of Irish to America. More than 1 million people died and millions more left their home country. They arrived in cities like New York and Boston, poor, discriminated against, and looking for affordable food in a strange country. Traditional salt pork was expensive here, but beef brisket, salt cured with large grains of rock salt, which is where the word corned comes from, was cheap and widely available. Irish immigrants settling in cities found themselves living near Jewish communities, and it was at Jewish butcher shops and lunch carts that many first tasted corned beef brisket. The texture reminded them of the cured pork back home. Cabbage was paired with it simply because it was one of the cheapest vegetables available, and the whole meal could be cooked in one pot. Over generations, the dish became a marker of Irish-American identity, and St. Patrick's Day became its annual showcase. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, retail corned beef sales spike roughly ninefold in dollar terms from February to March. Two-thirds of all corned beef sales by volume happen in the 4 weeks surrounding St. Patrick's Day. It is, without question, the single biggest moment of the year for beef brisket at the retail counter. I'll have more when we come back.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jeva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jeva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jeva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jeva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jeva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
Corned beef and cabbage. It's a St. Patrick's Day special, and a dish that isn't really Irish at all, but became one of America's enduring food traditions, built on immigrant ingenuity, affordable beef, and the economics of a new country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit Titan-INTL to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag Radio Net Farm News in just a moment.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Ahead of the Wednesday prospective plantings report, Farm Business Network members participated in a survey that came out with their ideas for acreages. Forecast is for 96.9 million acres versus 98.8 million acres that were planted last year. That's for corn. The survey responses were above USDA's Ag Outlook Forum estimate of 94 million even. That suggests a more moderate decline in corn acreage than early expectations, more moderate decline than other public analysts have suggested, although that could be off because this is based on a survey that happened the second week of March. Historically, a soybean to corn price ratio of 2.4 or higher tends to favor soybeans, while a ratio of 2.3 or lower favors more corn. The decline from mid-February highs to 2.3 in late March reduced the incentive to plant soybeans. But now, with stronger fertilizer and fuel prices, we could be shifting back. Corn's sharp rebound in relative strength since March 1st was the second largest move in the last 18 years. That could change again very rapidly. Recent increases in fertilizer prices combined with potential supply disruptions and China's restrictions on fertilizer exports are unlikely to be reflected in USDA's prospective plantings data, and certainly not in this Farm Business Network survey, given the survey timing. Factors represent emerging risks that could influence planting decisions beyond the numbers reported. For soybeans, a fairly high confidence of 84.6 million acres being planted this year. That compared to 81.2 million last year. Estimate is 400,000 acres below the numbers released at USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, indicating a more measured soybean expansion than had originally been expected, with several developing factors still probably influencing soybean acreage as planting time gets closer. As far as wheat goes, winter wheat forecasted at 33 million acres versus 33.2 last year, spring wheat at 9.4 versus 10 last year, and sorghum at 7.5 million acres this year versus 6.6 million in 2025.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Volatility continued to be the name of the game in the dairy industry last week, with futures prices changing, Class 3 prices increasing, Class 2 and Class 4 down about 20 cents. Even with the Class 3 prices moving upward just a couple of pennies, blocks and barrels moved down, although butter did turn higher, lifted by strong international prices and fairly low domestic output. Milk powder market soared to a 12-year high, with spot non-fat dry milk at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange leaping 5.25 cents last week to $1.92 a pound. That was the highest that product has been since April of 2014, when China was stocking up on milk powder ahead of an anticipated baby boom that year. Milk powder prices did take a small step back at Tuesday's Global Dairy Trade Pulse auction. Other indications of international prices continued to climb. U.S. milk powder is uncompetitive in the global marketplace, but that doesn't matter. Due to massive expansion in other dairy product processing, the U.S. is making significantly less milk powder than it once did. Last year, combined production of non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder slumped to a 12-year low, with January production the lowest tally for the month since 2011. Dryers still running light despite the season. Manufacturers consistently saying that output is lower than it was at this time last year, tight inventories remaining the primary factor driving prices higher. Chicago doesn't expect milk powder to stay near $2 for long. Non-fat dry milk futures did retreat, standing well below the spot market.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and bodywork, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
John, what are you doing with all that rock?
I'm trying to show dairy producers that feeding a rock-based supplement actually costs money and takes up space in the ration.
John, all you have to do is tell them about Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. It's natural from the sea, and research has shown the magnesium to be four times as available as local cheap rock products. And I haven't even talked about its superior buffering or available calcium.
True enough. Ask for Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. And put it in the ration today. Give us a call at 1-866-737-6273. Find us on the web at feedworksusa.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We have a special report today from American Farm Bureau concerning the ag economy.
New estimates from the Department of Agriculture tell us that the farmer's share of the food dollar keeps shrinking. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says that the number varies slightly by commodity.
The farmers receive less than 6 cents of the industry dollar. 2.5 cents of that is crop farmers, and 3.3 of that is livestock producers. So what that means is after accounting for production expenses, every dollar that Americans spends on food, 5.8 cents is going back to the farmer.
The USDA uses data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis to come up with the report numbers considering a variety of factors.
How much of that dollar is put in each commodity? So you can imagine something like eggs, where there's minimal processing and minimal labor involved, might have a higher share of the food dollar. Then we think about something like snack food that has obviously gone through a lot of processing, labor, there's a lot of marketing involved, and so the farmer's share is less in that case.
The food dollar report shows that even when grocery store prices go up, farmers are still price takers and not price makers.
We'll continue to see headwinds in the farm economy despite higher grocery store prices or despite inflation because the farmer's share of that is so small. And that's because the majority of that money is going to that further processing processing, food services, storage, marketing, and not directly back to the farm gate.
You can learn more on the market intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
In our town, we needed to do something about the runoff that polluted our rivers and streams. One thing we did was to plant trees in our yards. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation, toll-free, 1-800-932-1433. Or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Our daily pearl of wisdom comes in by letter mail from listener Carolyn Clements, who says that a diet... Well, a diet is kind of like a marriage. If you cheat once, you'll probably cheat again. Thank you, Carolyn, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for March 30th. We had 71 cows, 100 calves, 8 Holstein feeders, and 3 Holstein fats. The Bob calves were $1 to $2.50. Crow calves over 92 pounds were $6.50 to $13.50. Crow calves 80 pounds to 92 pounds were $8.75 to $15.25. Beef cross heifer calves were $14.85 to $20.90. Beef cross bull calves were $16 to $20.90. The good cows today were $1.55 to $1.66. Lean cows were 50 cents to $1.54. The Holstein feeders were $1.60 to $2.60, and the Holstein fats were $2.07 to $2.25. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you, and have a great day.
Ventrac, power, precision, performance, designed with your tough jobs in mind. Ventrac compact tractors from Larry Romance and Son handle everything from mowing, preparing seed beds, trenching, tilling, leaf collection, and more for a year-round tractor. Whether you're a grounds care professional or a large property owner, Ventrac will give you expert results to conquer all your tasks quickly and efficiently. Feel the difference when you get in the seat of a Ventrac today at Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
Spring is here. Egg grilling season for many is not too far behind. That means more consumer demand for meat. And in the case of livestock analysts like USDA's Michael McConnell, seeing how that translates to activity in cattle feedlots.
That's typically when we see marketings and slaughter rates begin to increase. That's something to look forward to as we begin to track the pace of slaughter as we head into the grilling season.
So for USDA's March cattle on feed report.
Overall, our feedlot inventories remain about on par with where they were a year ago. Placements were actually up year over year during February, which that's the first time that's happened since March of 2025.
Although McConnell notes that was when impacts from bans on cattle imports from Mexico due to New World screwworm occurred.
Relatively speaking, from a broader perspective, placements are still relatively low by historical standard.
And
it continues the trend of still relatively tight inventories of cattle outside feedlots.
As for placements and marketings of cattle in feedlots,
during the month of February, 1.61 million head of cattle were placed in those feedlots, which was 4% higher than a year ago, and 1.52 million cattle were marketed from those feedlots, which is 7% lower than a year ago.
One reason cattle marketings were light, high cattle prices, impacting margins for packers.
One of the responses from the market has been to slow down the pace of steer and heifer slaughter, the number of cattle marketed from feedlots, particularly in the early part of the year, which is typically a seasonally lower period of demand for beef.
Yet one trend within the latest cattle on feed report indicates plenty of supplies to meet beef demand for the spring and summer grilling season.
Due to the fact that our marketings have been down and placements have been lower, one of the implications I have is that more of the cattle that are in feedlots now are tilted more towards animals that have been on feed for more than 150 days. So a lot more animals that are market ready in those feedlots right now. So as we come up to that seasonal period where beef comes in higher demand, there will be a fair number of cattle in those feedlots that are ready to come out and be marketed and processed into beef to satisfy the grilling season demand.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ Country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now. Farmers, just one phone call can take care of all of your animal bedding needs. LVM Materials is in the business of producing sawdust year-round and will deliver directly to your farm. Call for a quote today, 322-8878, or visit lvmmaterials.com.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. Greg Dowd is the National Milk Producer Federation's president and chief executive officer. He shares some of his thoughts of the working industry for dairy and some of the prices he's seen over the last month.
I think the situation is we've had some really rough milk prices here.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese market, all of the cheese, the incremental increase in cheese production in 2025 was exported. Domestically, our food service business in cheese is off the mark. We think that may be GLP-1 related versus economically related.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza demand is not what it used to be. So we think that's a little bit of what that is. We have had an atrocious butter market.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a challenge, is we're having to export butter, but to do that, that price has got to get really soft versus the Europeans and what else is going on there. But what's interesting about butter in the last few weeks, it has really rebounded. And we'll see where we go from here. But the dairy situation, milk price situation, is much, much better than it was a month ago.
So then share with us your thoughts on how competitive our American dairy farmers are in the global market.
We have been extremely competitive,
mm-hmm.
but that's because, you know, the value of the dollar, et cetera, our price has been low. You know, European production is up something like 7%. We've been up 3.7%. The Kiwis have been up. The question on dairy is who's going to blink here in terms of production? Because
mm-hmm.
it's not pretty for anybody. And it looks like maybe the Europeans are going to blink here a little bit.
Back with more Inside Dairy after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue to hear from Greg Dowd. He shares his thoughts on the workings right now in D.C.
The first thing you have to understand, in an election year like this one, where things are as tight as they do, you take the under in terms of what Congress is going to do. Just not going to do very much at all here. So what are the trains leaving the station is the question. There are going to be a couple big packages. Maybe there's something for the military here, given what's going on, and there'll be a continuing resolution, you know, we're not going to do too many appropriate bills. I would bet we probably don't do any. We'll just do kick the can down the road and do things later. So other than that, what are we going to do here? So it's really, you know, and you look at the calendar, here we are in March, get to summertime, August off, then nobody comes back. So after you get to the 1st of August, there's nothing going to get done until these guys get reelected. That's always the way it happens. So it's really, this is a tough time to, the crystal ball isn't very good on that answer right now. The good news is, in terms of reference prices, we got what we needed, yes. A big, beautiful bill. We've got some good prices here on the crop insurance side of the equation. So does that affect, you know, not getting a farm bill, does it really have a big impact on the pocketbook? I would argue no. And then you hear them talking about the fact that they're going to roll out another package. We'll have to see what that is. You roll out the fact that the president's going to go see his counterpart in China here in a couple weeks. You got to think there's going to be a deal there. I do. I think it'll, you know, there'll be some sort of transaction here on all of this. How much it is and what it includes, I have no idea. But those are the things that I see coming that will have a material influence here.
We'll be hearing more from Greg Dowd in the coming days. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Inside Dairy.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes. Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Whether you're looking for tires or in-the-field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
The connection between nutrition and health, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
What agriculture is doing for America is so vitally important just to get the health of the country.
That's Dr. Mehmet Oz, former TV celebrity and now head of the federal Medicare and Medicaid programs.
If I was a farmer, I'd be playing up the fact that we can either pay now to have healthy food or you pay me later for the insurance and the health hospitalizations and the health crises that result if we don't deal with this correctly.
Oz says farming communities need help now regarding health care access.
Rural America, which is where our food is grown, where our health can originate, is also a place where we have a major crisis. Because getting access to health care in rural America is more difficult than it has ever been.
Oz says passing the Working Families Tax Cut legislation is a $50 billion investment in rural health.
That is 50% more money than we spend right now in rural health care. It is the largest, most ambitious investment in rural health care ever. And this president demanded it, insisted on it, because he thought that was the right place for us to invest money where the heart and soul of America have originated and lives. But it's only going to be used correctly if you all go out there and make sure the money is spent on things that you think are important to your well-being. Because if you're not healthy, you cannot make America healthy. You keep us healthy, you keep us strong, you keep us first. We owe it back to you to do that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather. brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine, plus a huge inventory of commercial and ag tires. Stop at or call 493-5174. Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales. Get up and running. For today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 a.m. and then a chance of showers between 10 and 3. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. High near 69. For tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm before 2 p.m. and then showers likely. Some of those showers could produce heavy rainfall, low around 40. For Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Currently, it is 64 at the Genesee County Airport.
American Cattle News. Could you be relying on a mineral your cattle don't need? More after this.
Hi, I'm Debbie Childress, director of the Grayson County Alliance, a food pantry in rural Kentucky. Thanks to a local farmer, we recently received a $2,500 donation from America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer. As a result, we expanded a classroom where we teach families about nutrition and personal finance. I encourage all farmers to enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local nonprofit. Visit growcommunities.com.
Many nutritional programs are relying on salt blocks, but Paul Beck is an Oklahoma State Extension beef cattle specialist.
One thing to consider is it's very common for us just to provide a white salt block or a trace mineralized salt block to beef cows. Salt is the first deficiency in all of our forages for beef cows and universally so. And it is what drives intake of our mineral mixtures. Those mineral programs based on white salt or even a trace mineralized salt block do not adequately match the nutrient deficiencies of beef cows in Oklahoma that are on any of our forage systems. In the western Oklahoma on native range, we need to have higher calcium levels and higher phosphorus levels, along with several of the trace elements, especially focusing on copper, zinc, and selenium. When we get into eastern Oklahoma on introduced forages, Bermuda grass, we can decrease the amount of phosphorus we're feeding in these trace mineral or commercial mineral mixes, but calcium is always going to be needed. Also, we need to look at all those trace elements in most of our regions. Once again, zinc, copper, and selenium.
Oklahoma State Extension Beef Cattle Specialist Paul Beck, American Cattle News.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Time to take a look at your closing markets for Monday. Corn futures in the red with May off 6.25 at 4.55¾. July down 6 at 4.67½. New crop December down 6.25 at 4.84. May soybeans were up a half at 11.59¾. July slipped a quarter to 11.75. And November was unchanged, ending at 11.44. Chicago May wheat was up 2 to 6.07. July was up 2¾ to 6.18¾. In Minneapolis, the May spring was up 3¾ to 6.52, and July up 3¼ at 6.65½. Hard red winter, May was down 6.5 to 6.26¼, and July was down 6¾ at 6.40¾. Cotton futures were in green with May up 73 points to 70.19, July up 72 to 72.42, December up 59, ending at 74.61. Back in Chicago, April live cattle up $1.05 at 239.55, June up 142.5 to 240.20, and August up 125 at 237.30. April feeders up $1.85 at 363.30, May up $1.50 at 361.32.5, August up 180 at 359.60. April lean hogs slipped 30 to 90.47.5. May up 15 to 97.12.5. And June off 25 to 105.87.5. April class 3 milk up 2 cents to 17.24. May was down 8 at 17.52. May West Texas Intermediate crude up 324, ending at 102.88 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 49 to 45.216. The NASDAQ down 153 to 27.94. The S&P down 25 at 63.43.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.